弟兄姐妹大家平安。我们今天信息的题目是建立基督为中心的教会。
Today the message is to build a church that is centered in Christ.
我们上一周呢，讲到这个建立基督为中心的家庭哈。
Last week we talked about a building a Christ-centered family.
我们说到基督必须是家庭的根基。
And we talked about that Christ must be the foundation of the home.
也说到基督必须是日常生活中的中心。
And that Christ must be the center of daily life.
也更说到基督必须是家庭使命的主。
And the third point was Jesus must be the family's mission.
在末了的时候呢，我们也特别用Joshua 约书亚说的一句话说，至于我与我家必定侍奉神啊。
And we concluded with what Joshua had said. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
那我们今天呢就把这个题目哈，给它更延伸的哈，要思想如何更大的这个属灵的家哈，我们这个教会属灵的家，因为这个在教会中使基督成为真正的中心。
And today we want to extend this theme to our spiritual home, which is our church. How that in our church we should make Christ the center of our church.
好，我们每一周主日的时候都特别的提醒，我们这建立这教会是有一个神给的意象。
And every week we remind everyone that we have a vision in our church.
我们这个属灵的家是要荣耀神的。
We are a spiritual home and we want to glorify our Lord.
我们是一个基督为元首，主爱满意，胜过文化与代沟挑战的属灵之家。
And we are such a spiritual family that we have Christ as the head of the house, overflowing with God's love and overcoming cultural and generational challenges.
而且我们特别强调，我们要活出有神同在的生命，以马内利的生命来彰显神的恩典与荣耀。
And we stress that we live out the life of Emmanuel, which is God with us, to reveal God's grace and glory.
今天我们就从五个方面来思想这个意象是如何建立一个以基督为中心的教会，使我们的教会真正成为彰显神恩典与荣耀的家。
So today we will look at from five aspects of this vision, how we can set up a church that is centered on Christ, and how our church can become a place to reveal God's grace and glory.
我们从五个方面啊，我们会讲到基督是元首，基督的教导，基督的命令，基督的使命，与基督的同在。
These are the five aspects: Christ as the head, Christ's teachings, Christ's commands, Christ's mission, and Christ's presence.
所以，我们来到第一点呢，我们说我们是以基督为元首的哈。
So the first point is that Christ as the head.
这代表着什么呢？代表着我们所有的决定、我们的计划、我们的方向，都是以基督为中心啊，寻求他的旨意与荣耀，他来掌管一切。
And this means that all our decisions, plans, and directions are centered on Jesus. We are seeking His will and glory. He is in control of everything.
教会的决策不应该是围绕在人的意见，而是应该寻求基督的心意。
For church, its decisions should not revolve around people's opinions, but should seek the will of Christ.
基督是我们的根基，是我们的道路，是我们的盼望，也是我们教会真正的 leader 哈，真正的领袖。
Christ is the foundation, the way, the hope for us, and he should also be the true leader of our church.
教会的牧师，包括我自己啊，我们的教会的牧师、执事们啊，一定要知道是由耶稣基督亲自做头哈。就如当年在这个 以赛亚进入迦南地的时候啊，进入神所应许的地哈。嗯。
So the pastors and the elders of the church must know that Jesus Christ himself is the head of the church, just as when the Israelites entering the land of Canaan, promised by God.
那圣经记载他来到那个，他们要打哥利耶利哥嘛，所以结果有个人出现在他的前面啊，他就哇，要带着剑了。他说：“你是来帮助我们的，还是来来帮助我们的，还是要抵挡我们的？”哈。
They were about to attack the city of Jericho, and then they met with this person on the way to there, and that person standing in the middle of the road. So they asked, "Are you for us or against us?"
你是敌还是友啊？
So they were asking him, "Are you our enemy or are you our friend?"
结果这彰显在他面前说。我都不是，我是来做耶和华军队的元帅的。
And he answered, "I am neither. I am the commander of the army of the Lord."
结果呢，耶稣亚就赶紧匍匐拜他了。
Then Joshua knelt down to worship him.
在这里，我们知道他是神的代表，可以预表说是基督的彰显。因为他不是天使，天使如果看他拜，赶紧说你不可以拜天使哈。他没有禁止他，他说这是圣地，叫他把鞋子脱掉哈。所以我们知道，其实是那时候神以人的身份向耶稣亚彰显。
So at this point, we knew that he was the representation of the Lord because he told Joshua that this is the land, this is a holy land, and you should take off your shoes. He did not stop him.From kneeling down to worship.
同样的，我们教会也在神所应许之地哈。我们要为神的福音，为神的国度来打美好的胜仗。
Similarly, our church is in this promised land of God. We are fighting for a wonderful battle for the gospel of God and the kingdom of God.
我们不只是啊，当我们需要圣灵的帮助，但我们不只是要圣灵的帮助啊，我们更是要主耶稣基督来做我们的元帅。
And not only that we need the Holy Spirit to help us, but we also need the Lord Jesus Christ to be our commander.
教会的带领人哈，是带领的弟兄姊妹一起来顺从主耶稣基督的带领来建立教会的。
And the leadership of the church.Is to lead our brothers and sisters to obey the Lord Jesus to build the church.
就像我们在讲门徒训练的时候哈，不是来跟随做牧师的门徒哈，是我们一起来做耶稣基督的门徒。
Just like when we are doing the disciple training, we tell our brothers and sisters that we're not being a disciple for the pastor, but we're being a disciple for our Lord Jesus.
所以我们总是知道耶稣基督才是这个教会的头，耶稣基督来带领我们来建立这个合他心意的教会。
Therefore, we must remember that Jesus Christ is the head of this church and he is going to lead us to build this church.
所以我们每次在谈论事情为教会计划的时候，我们一定要祷告。
And therefore, when we discuss thingsOr planning or plan things for the church, we must start with a prayer.
一定要一起来明白神的心意。
And we must be in unity to understand God's will.
在哥罗西书一章十八节这边，他也是教会全体的头，就讲耶稣基督，他是原始，是从死里首先复活的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
In Colossians chapter 1, verse 18, it says, And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy.
那第二个我们要来刚刚讲的这个经文啊，第二个我们要来看的就是基督的教导。
And the second thing we want to look at is Christ's teaching.
我们只要知道耶稣就是帮助我们，他把这个所有圣经的教导归纳在爱神爱人这两件事情上哈。
We know that the Jesus' teaching can be summarized into loving God, loving people.
我们看马太福音的22:38-40这样说，你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神，就是这是诫命中的第一且是最大的，其实也相反，就是要爱人如己，这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
In Matthew chapter 22:38-40, it says, "This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it: Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments."
对，所以爱神爱人呢、啊，不只是我们生活的准则与真理哈，更是一种。通往自由喜乐的路。
So loving God and loving people, this is not only the principle and truth of our life, but it is also a path to freedom and joy.
Yeah, 爱神是我们聚会、我们来敬拜神的动力。
Loving God is the motivation of our gatherings.
爱人是我们彼此相交的一个实际哈，我们。在彼此来往相爱，我们彼此相就是我们相爱。
Loving people is the practice of our fellowship with each other.
有一个基督徒的家庭，他们偶尔出去旅游嘛。
We have a family of believers. They sometimes go on vacation.
但他们每次在旅游的时候碰到主日，他们都会赶紧在附近找一个教会呢，看他们一大早有 early worship 哈，就参加了那个敬拜，然后才享受一天的玩乐。
And when they have a Sunday in their during their trip, they would look for a church nearby, attend the early service, and once they finish that, then they can have the whole day to themselves.
哎，有一次他们跟基督徒的家庭也一起出去玩。
And one time they went out with another or other Christian families.
所以他也建议一起去敬拜。
And they suggested to worship together.
计划在礼拜六的时候就谈，结果有另外一个家庭说啊，你们基督徒那么死守成规啊，出来度假还一定要去敬拜神啊。
And they talked about that on the Saturday before.And so this was heard by a non-Christian family, and they were surprised to hear about this. They were like, "Oh, is this? You guys regard this as a rule that you have to follow every Sunday, even if you are on vacation?"
就这弟兄就说，哦，不是这个死定规矩，是因为我们爱神，我们希望借着这机会向神表达的爱，我们也欢喜的去看。不同的弟兄姊妹在神的家中、让他们知道我们都是爱神的人，也彼此认识。
And so the family explains to the non-believer, saying that this is not a rule. This is our desire to worship. And this is also our joy to see other believers that we can gather together to worship together.
所以这个家庭的孩子长大以后也从来就没有想到主日不管是因为忙或者去玩，这主日不去敬拜是一件选择性的，他们都会很快乐的去找到一个有 early， 就是有些教会有8点钟有敬拜，他们就去那里，然后很欢喜的敬拜神，领受神的恩典，献上神的感谢，然后很欢喜的继续他们的vacation 的玩乐。
So the children from this family.Considered that Sunday worship is not an option, that they, so in their own lives, when they grew up, in their vacation planning, they also look for this kind of early services so that they can attend, and after that, they can have their whole day to enjoy the vacation.
有时候我们要问自己，我们爱神吗？
So sometimes we should ask ourselves, do I love the Lord?
我们在什么样的事情上他表达我们的爱
？How do we express our love？
我们在什么样的事情上向人见证，不但神爱我们，我们也爱神
？And how do we witness？How do we act as a witness of His love to people？
神说爱他的爱神的爱我的也爱人的
God told us that whoever loves me loves others
我们在什么的地方上向人彰显我们爱神也爱人让人家知道我们在神的教导之下我们真的不但而且领受了这个爱的生命来行神的心意
And how do we show people that we are a personwho loves God and loves people, and what kind of life we want to reveal to them.
你知道吗？神就是爱，越认识神的人就越爱神。
We all know that God is love. The more you know about God, the more you know about love, and the more you know how to love.
越领受爱，也更知道如何去爱人。
Because when you receive love, and the more that you receive it, the more you will know how to love others.
神的爱是超越文化的哈，超越种族的。
And God's love transcends cultural and and backgrounds.
我们都知道约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
John chapter 3 verse 16 it says, For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
所以是神的爱是临到世上每一个人。
So you can see that God's love comes to everyone.
我们所领受神的爱也是愿意去爱世上每一个人。
And when we receive His love, that means that we should love everyone in this world.
早期教会哈有很好的榜样。
In the early church, we can learn some good examples.
你知道这一开始他们都是向犹太人传福音嘛？
At the beginning, they spread the gospels to the Jewish people.
所以在耶路撒冷的教会呢，就有这个土生土长的这个希伯来人嘛，哈，他们讲亚兰话。
In Jerusalem, there were this group that are native Hebrew Jews, and they spoke.Aramaic.
那也有从移民到外面海外回到这个耶路撒冷的已经希腊化的犹太人。
And there was another group that were Hellenized Jews who returned from overseas.
那他们是讲希腊语的。
And they spoke Greek.
他们在言语上就产生了很自然的分啊，讲希腊话的人在一起啊。讲这个亚兰话的人在一起哈。
And due to this language difference, natural groupings were formed.
那这些讲希腊话的人呢，他们可能是在五旬节的时候不是圣灵降临吗？他们在那时候信了主，甚至就亲戚朋友还住在这，家人也信主，所以在耶路撒冷就是有像我们现在啊，有 ABC 有 OBC 哈、啊，我们讲英文的，我们有讲中文的，或者是两种语言都会讲的，通在这个教会里。
So some Hellenized Jewish family they had lived in foreign countries for a long time, then they returned to Jerusalem, and during the festivals, for example, the Pentecost, they were saved, and then they started to live in Jerusalem among other Jewish people. And so there are two groups of people there. One was from overseas, and one was native. Just like today, that are Chinese, some of them were born here, we call them ABC, and some of them were born overseas, we call them OBC.
No.在这样的情形下，那圣经记载，结果讲希腊话的哈，就如果我们在就是讲英文的了哈，讲希腊话的人，他们的寡妇，他们有些人没有被照顾好。
So the Bible told us the story which were recording of what happened back then. Some of the Greek speaking Jews they complained that their widows were neglected.
你要知道，当时哈早期教会那些都是本来的土生土长，包括这些使徒们，他们是犹太人，他们讲亚兰话哈为主 ，right？ 他们做教会的领袖，结果呢是那些希腊化的人，或者是说在我们现今的话，就是OBC 哈 overseas 的，在教会里大部分在做教会的代理。 结果呢，英文组的呢，大部分是新来教会，他没有在这个 leadership 的 position。Yeah.
So back then, you can imagine that the native group, of Jews, they were in the dominant position in the church, just like the OBCs here. And then, the Greek speaking Jews, they were not. They were a smaller group, just like the English group here.
那结果呢？是这个希腊讲希腊话的人，有些人没得被照顾好。
So some of these Greek-speaking Jews, they were neglected.
结果教会就开会了，结果他们就选择了七个执事，对不对
？So the church had a meeting to handle this issue, and in that meeting, they elected seven deacons.
在圣经的记载上，没有说这些人的年纪是比较年纪轻的哈，没有说年纪。
In the Bible, it didn't tell us their age.
但是。都有说他们的人民或者是他们本来不是犹太的转入犹太教然后信的主的。
But it did mention their names or how they converted to the religion.
而且他们的名字都是希腊人的名字。
Their names were all Greek names.
放到今天的人来讲。
And if we put that situation in today,
我的老朋友都叫我克强，没人叫我 Albert.
So everyone would call Pastor 克强 not Albert, because 克强 is his Chinese name.
我们新来移民的，甚至结婚的时候，我们的新娘子叫她凤丹，没有叫她 Sophina.
And we also have the new immigrant. We call her our bride. We call her 凤丹. We didn't call her Sophina.
但我们大家都不清楚 Pastor Matthew 的中文名字是什么。
But none of us know Pastor Matthew's Chinese name.
你们都认识我女儿 Tammy， 她中文名字可能也很少人知道。
You probably don't know Tammy's Chinese name either.
这是告诉我们什么呢
？What does it tell us？
所以当时的教会知道了教会的问题以后，他们不但解决问题的实际的事情，就是有些人没被照顾，他们。知道解决教会的根本问题。
So that church back then not only they took notice of the issue, they also took notice of the root of the issue.
他们选择了许多的希腊化的人分担教会的带领跟服事的工作。
They chose the Greek-speaking people to handle.That issue, and to also be in the leadership position, to deal with that.
而这些人不是只是服务那些讲希腊话的人哦，他们是服侍整个教会，包括那些讲亚兰话的人。
And not only that, they would help the Greek-speaking, Jewish people. They are also in charge of the whole church. So that includes the those people who are native.
所以在一年多前，我们正式的邀请在神的 calling 下 ，Pastor Matthew 来教会。我没有说他是英文牧师啊，我说他是教会的牧师的。
Therefore, a year ago, when we officially invited Pastor Matthew to lead in our church, we did not say that he would be the pastor for the English group. We said that he would be the junior pastor for the whole church.
我这个老牧师也不是中文组的牧师啊，我是整个教会的牧师啊。
And Pastor Lee is not the pastor for the Chinese group. He is the pastor for the whole church.
我们一个属灵的家，我们不管年纪、文化的差异，我们在神的里面，我们是亲弟兄姊妹。
In our spiritual home, we don't know, we neglect the difference of our cultural backgrounds or age differences because we are the same in this home.
我们建立这教会，我们说是主爱满意，神的爱不分胜过文化与代沟的挑战的。
Our vision for this church, remember, is that we're filled by God's love and His love overflows in our church, which will overcome. The challenges between cultural backgrounds and generations.
我再次强调，神的爱不局限在年纪、文化任何上面。我们这个教会要活出这样的见证，我们爱神爱人，超越文化与代沟的阻碍。
We must stress that God's love is not concentrated in one group of people, or age, of a certain cultural background. It transcends all these things. Therefore, as we are living in this church, we need to bear witness to God's love.
教会一定要做家庭的榜样。
And church has also needs to be the example for all families.
现在很多的家庭隔代之间不但缺乏沟通，甚至有些家庭隔代之间不大讲话，保持距离，不愉快。
In our families, some of our families are experiencing problems such as people of different generations, they don't communicate very well to each other. They hold very different opinions.
我们的教会要做榜样。
But in our church, we must set an example.
让世人知道，让这些家庭知道，神是我们的解答，神的爱能解决这些人之间的隔阂。
We must let these families know, and also let the world know, that God is our answer, and His love is the solution to all these problems.
讲到基督的教导叫我们爱神爱人，继续，基督的命令是叫我们怎么样？我们要彼此相爱，这讲到神的家中信主的人，你一定要彼此相爱。
And but continue on to Christ's commands. Here he commands us to love each other.
所以在约翰福音十三章三四到三十五节说：“我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎么爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒。”
In John chapter 13, verse 34 to 35, it says, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another."
我呢，在神的教导下，我最难过的就是看到教会的带领人就是所谓教会的牧师、长子啊，他们在带门徒训练，但是教会的人竟然知道这个牧师、长子、长老之间，他们没有真正的、切实的彼此相爱。
It would sadden me to see that there's no true love between the leadership among the leadership in the church, especially when.For example, if they're holding disciple training, and those people in the disciple training session would find out that there's no true love between among these leadership people.
我在这里不是要批评人家的教会哦。
I don't want to criticize other churches.
我在这里是强调我们教会，我们必须要活出，尤其是在教会里面热心服务、在做带领的人。如果我们不彼此相爱，我们就不是耶稣基督的门徒，有什么资格说我们要来生养门徒？
I stress that as a church, we must have love for each other, and we must have love for our Lord Jesus Christ. Because if we don't, then we're not qualified to talk about being a disciple of Christ, and we're not qualified to make disciples.
我们每次今年的周末上有说我们的主题啊，我们是要跟随耶稣生养门徒啊。
And the theme for this year is to follow Jesus and make disciples.
如果我们不彼此相爱，我们还讲什么？我们自己都不是门徒，还生养什么门徒啊
？And if we cannot love each other, then we cannot be called disciples of Jesus, and we cannot make disciples either.
你知道，在一年多前啊，当 Pat Matthew 跟我说他想结婚了。
About more than a year ago, when Pastor Matthew told me that he wanted to get married.
那我就说，那我们照神的心意来祷告啊。我们就看创世纪二章十八节那边什么神说的哈，说那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶来帮助他。
So I said that we should pray according to God's will, and in Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, it said, the Lord said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him."
是最适当的帮助者来给你做老婆啊。
It's the most suitable helper as a wife for you.
所以我们就这样祷告啦，我们寻求神的旨意啊，照神的应许啊，以及啊，希望神对 Pastor Matthew 的人生有美好的计划。
So we prayed according to the teachings of the Bible, and we sought God's will, His promises, His perfect plan for our Pastor Matthew.
你都不知道多快啊，好短的时间啊，那就告诉我Sophia出现了。
And it wasn't long before I was that Pastor Matthew revealed to me that Sophia had entered into his life.
而且这个女孩子呢，有神的感动，说要嫁给牧师的。
And she was actually prepared in her heart to marry a pastor.
那这真是那种。对神的良善哈，神的美好，这真是一个美好的见证哈。
What a testimony to God's goodness！
他是一个聆听祷告，他回应祷告，他成就做他的旨意来成就的神。
He is a God who listens, who responds, and who brings His will to completion.
那上主日我们一起都见证神如何的。神圣的安排，我们在这里面欢喜快乐哈。
And last Sunday we all witnessed and we rejoiced in God's divine orchestration.
你知道，当啊都一年多前了，就 Matthew 告诉我神回应的祷告哈 ，Sophia 奇妙的出现，我就在真是很迫切的向神继续祷告，希望神在这件事情上真的是。成就美事啊，成为他们一生的祝福，也成为教会的美好的祝福与见证。
So when Pastor Matthew told me that God had answered our prayers and Sophia had miraculously appeared, I continuously prayed for them because I hoped that their union would not only be a blessing from God to them for their whole lives, but also be a joy and testimony for our church.
时间有限啊，其实发生很多事啊，我们就来到前几个这个月来吧，看到这个草地没有？
Long story short, just coming back to just a couple of weeks ago, did you see the lawn over there?
也经过很多的阿梅洛。
There were so much up and downs for us to get to that lawn.
然后你知道吗？我们要准备在这里的时候，我们需要晴天，然后需要大太阳。神就给我们晴天，给我们大太阳啊，把那个地整理好，压碎了，把石头、小碎了，然后铺得平平的。
When we started to build the lawn, we need sunny days, we need bright sunshine, and God gave us that so that we can have little stones, pebbles on the bottom, and then put the lawn on the top.
然后我们花了很贵的钱啊，买了草皮铺啊，然后铺下去啊，然后立刻下雨啊，因为我们没有那个喷水的东西去浇水，很辛苦的。
We spent a lot of money to buy the top, the lawn. Right after they were put in there, we needed rains right away because we do not have a sprinkler system.
你可以去查一查五月什么时候下那么多天雨哈。
And you can go back and check the history, like how many days.That we continuously had rain in May.
我告诉你，下了好多天雨后，结果 landscaper 打牧师，你赶紧祷告 ，you stop the rain， 赶紧祷告，要雨停了，太多雨了，那个我们草长得太长，要割草，要然后地都很软，我们不能走上去，就下面是烂泥啊，没办法做事的，不但要停，而且要至少停两三天啊。
So after the long period of raining.The landscaper got worried. He called me. He said, "Pastor, please pray earnestly because we need sunny days and we need the days to be dry at least for 2 or 3 days Because we need to, because the grass are growing so fast, we need to cut it.
你记不记得一个礼拜前，礼拜五就开始停，礼拜六出太阳，礼拜就真的给我们两三天的晴天哈。
And we really got 2 or 3 days.
然后我们真的好多事很忙，我们真的没办法去浇水的，因为他停了几天，又要 landscaper 说，我们一定要去浇水了。
And so after 2 or 3 days, the landscaper called and he said we need rains because.
我告诉你，那个礼拜一我从7:30浇到12:30。
So that Monday, pastor came here, and he watered the lawn from 7 to 12.
我们一位可爱的小 lady， 她说她要帮忙哈，她9:45来，穿着白衬衫、白长裤、白球鞋。
we have a nice lady in our church who said that I'm gonna help. So she came at 9:45 with a white shirt, white skirt, and white sneakers.
我说不需要了。
I said no, you don't need to.
这太多喜乐的事啊，长话短说。
But there are so many joyful stories.
我多教到中午，我就是下午不想再来教了。本来那个可爱的女孩子说她下午来帮忙教，我就想不要来了哈。结果我就跟 landscaper 讲 ，landscaper 说不行，我说明天可能下雨，我说今天已经弄湿那么多，他不行，明天早上。哎呀，我想我第二天有很多事要做，就祷告了，上帝啊。没有时间浇水的。
So I watered till noon because I didn't want to come in the afternoon because there were a lot of things to do in the afternoon, and the landscaper said that no, we need more water.
好，我们有一位姊妹今天不在哈，她在度假，她住在附近，她帮忙浇水的，她也不能来，她就知道我，结果。第二天清早6:00，他就 text 牧师，我们在下雨了，不必来了。
So another lady who is not here today, and she said she was going to help me to water. The next morning, she texted me at 6:00, and she said, "Pastor, you don't have to come because we're raining here."
因为我在这里要讲的不是多神奇哈，那个 landscaper 他是个天主徒，他就相信我祷告就那么灵啊。
Our landscaper is a Catholic, and he believed that my prayer would be good prayers.
嗯，你们知道，从来就不是牧师有什么 power 哈。
But you should know that it is not because the pastor has much more power than us, than each one of us.
神爱这个教会。
It's because God loves this church.
因为从头我就祷告，我希望在 Matthew 的身上，让他自己经历，不管他过去几年怎么样，来到这教会，看到神的真实，神在他身上的祝福。
Because I have always prayed that Pastor Matthew himself would experience, especially in our church, God's faithfulness and God's goodness.
我希望我们的教会借着 Matthew 的事情，这个婚礼，来见证我们是个彼此相爱的教会。
And I also prayed that the whole church through Pastor Matthew's wedding, to know that we are a loving church.
我们不但在神的教导下爱神爱人，我们也在神的命令下，我们彼此相爱。
Not only that we love each other, based on God's teaching.We love each other by listening to His commands. He wants us to love each other.
神特别祝福我们在婚礼上。
And God especially blessed our church at the wedding.
啊，我们会后再闲谈吧。太多的喜乐，我们本来要在这后院来有party 的，结果我们在哪里？在一个神预备了。更美好的地方。
And we can talk about it after the sermon. The short story is that we're supposed to have to do the celebration party here in our church, but actually we went to next door, which had a much better place for us to celebrate.
如果我们是去借，他绝对不借的。
And if we went to them and asked them to rent it to us, they would not rent.
因为不可以借。
Because it is not legal for them to rent us.
他们不可以做这样的事。
They were not permitted to do so.
但是出于爱邻舍、救急帮忙，可以随时说随便你用。
But if it's to help others, especially to help the neighbor, then they are open for us to use their facility.
他说：“千万不要谈钱的事哈，一谈钱我们就违法了。”
And he told us especially, we should not talk about rental fees because if we do, then we're in violation.
所以跟你的教会讲，一毛都不要。
So tell your church that we don't charge you anything.
当然，我们希望我们借着另外一些方式向他表现感谢哈。
Yes, and we are, we definitely want to return their favor, but in other ways.
我们在这里是讲什么呢？在这里讲到神祝福我们，我真的是心里快乐到不得了。我觉得神看到我们彼此相爱，就像父母看到自己的孩子他们彼此相爱的时候那种喜乐，神要大大的祝福我们，让我们来享受在他里面的欢乐。
I think God must have seen the beauty of our love for each other, and he specially gave us the bestso that we can enjoy this wedding, and so that we can enjoy our days.
你看我们教会这么少的人哈，今天有些人不在，常常有时候就是那么少的人哈。
In our church, maybe you don't see a lot of people, especially for today. We have some people are out of town, so you don't see too many members here.
但你知道吗？我们这次的婚礼。我们不但像南方一样哈，就中国人呢，我们娶新娘哈，我们办理娶新娘，我们是南方的家长。
But in this wedding, though, you probably should have witnessed that not only that our church act as the groom's family welcoming their daughter-in-law.
我们还像女方的家长，像在美国的女方的负责的。我们是也是新娘的家长，我们那个嫁女儿。
We also acted as the bride's family, giving away their daughter.
我们小小的教会，神也预备了 Deborah, 预备了 Tammy.
And for our church as small as us, God gave us Deborah, God gave us Tammy.
他们是 professional 的。Wedding planner 跟 professional 的 event planner, okay?
They were professional wedding planner and event planners.
我这边不是要特别夸奖人，真的是弟兄姊妹都照他神给他的恩赐，在这上面，连小孩子在礼拜六的前一天都欢欢喜喜的去帮忙。
And every brother and sister, according to God's gift, came to help, even our children.
这让我们想到，我们早期开教会的时候，有一条歌说：“我们虽然小，但我们很有力量了。” We are small, but we are strong.
So it reminds us that when we started this church, we knew the truth that we were small. We're small, but we're strong.
第四个讲到基督的使命，就是大使命啦，就是。
The fourth point is Christ's mission.
我们都知道，在这个大使命是在马太福音二十八章十九到二十，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都要教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 to 20, it says, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father.And of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
所以教会不是单单聚会而已啊，教会的使命就是我们的使命，我们要去传福音的。
So as a church, it is not just a place together. It is our mission to spread the gospel.
也不是说我们追求啊人多点多一些人啊，我们是要生养门徒啊。
It is not just about pursuing growth in the church, the growth of members, but about making disciples.
教会最重要是我们弟兄姊妹一起来 同心的来跟随基督，活出基督，传扬基督。
It is important for the church members to follow Christ, to live out Christ, and to preach Christ.
主说，我就常与你们同在。
And the Lord says that I will always be with you.
这是何等宝贵的应许啊！
What a precious promise!
所以，不论我们面临什么样的挑战哈，神大能的神与我们同在。他赐我们不但有平安喜乐，也赐给我们力量去胜过这些挑战。
No matter what challenges we face, God's power is with us, bringing peace and the strength to overcome these challenges.
所以在这样子神的同在的经历里面，我们知道教会是要训练门徒的基地哈，我们都来做耶稣基督的门徒。
Therefore, as a church, we should be a base for training disciples.
然后享受神的同在。
And a place to enjoy God's presence.
我们都知道，在马太福音一章二十三节这边讲到，必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
In Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, it says, The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel.
这神的同在啊，不是在神学上的一个观念与知识啊，而是我们每日生活的真实啊，实际。
God's presence is not just a theological concept, but a reality in our daily lives.
主的同在会怎么样？带来有平安喜乐，带来能力与荣耀。
The presence of the Lord brings peace, joy, power, and glory.
平安就战胜了忧虑。
Peace overcomes anxiety.
喜乐就胜过了忧闷。
Joy overcomes depression.
能力就胜过了软弱。
Power overcomes weakness.
荣耀就照亮了我们这个教会，彰显了神的恩典与荣耀。
Glory illuminates the church, revealing His grace.
十多年前，当我开始在教会的时候，我就向神有做祷告哈。
And many years ago, when I started the church, I prayed to the Lord.
当然，求神让我清楚这是他的心意了。
And to pray to Him, this is my privilege. This is the privilege that God granted me.
我当然祈求他的帮助，希望我所做的蒙他悦纳，能够平顺哦，能够成功哦。
And I prayed, that whatever I would do according to His will would be smooth, would be successfully completed.
但在我的祷告里面，我的心愿，我说神啊，我不会满足。如果人家说哦，这个牧师很有信心，很有爱心，我不会是好，但是我不会满足于此。
But I had one more thing. I said, it is not enough for me to have people say this pastor has faith. That's not enough.
我是需要希望来到这教会参加这种，我们一起感受到神的爱，一起见证神的真实，经历神的大能。
I would want to be with my people, with my members, that together.We will experience God's love. That together we will experience His power.
所以在感动里，不是很多人用以马内利做他们基督徒的教会的名字，或者是，而是真的是说这个教会是有神同在的教会。
Therefore, I was moved, and Emmanuel becomes the name of our church.
当我们还幼小，这教会还幼小的时候，神就赐给我们这佳美之地哈。
When we were still small, God gave us this very nice place.
建立这美丽的教堂。
And we have this very beautiful building.
很多人都很难想象，我们就这么少的人，哪来的那么大的财力？我们也没财主哈。
And you can see that we don't have a lot of members here, and you may wonder how did we get to have this financial ability.To have this location, to have this building.
我们在几个月前，我们把 mortgage 付清了。
Well, a couple months ago, we actually paid off all our mortgages.
我也不知道这件事情是那么大的了不起的事哈。当我跟基督徒朋友分享的时候，他们很讶异。
I didn't know that it was such a big deal. But when I talked to my Christian friends, they were all surprised.
很多人蛮羡慕我们独立的建立教会，在那么好的地点，有那么好的场地。
And they admire that we are an independent church and we have this nice location, this beautiful building.
当我们为这些感谢神啊，神奇妙的作为，让我们经过许多的坎坷的路，而到达今天现在的享受。
And we're very grateful to the Lord because, we followed His leading. He led us through many, He led us through the path where we experienced up and downs. And finally, we arrived here.
但你知道吗？教会的美，不在于我们这个场地的美，也不在于这建筑物的美哦。
But you should know that the beauty of a church is not in its location or the appearance of its building.
教会真正的美在于我们活出有神同在的生命。
It's in the fact that we can live out the life of Emmanuel.
教会的美在于在这个教会里面的人能够感受到神的爱，神的同在。
Its beauty lies in all church members having the experience of the Lord.
教会的美是在于我们彰显神的基督耶稣的恩典，他的平安喜乐，他的能力与荣耀。我们为这些，我们彰显，我们做美好的见证。
And it lies in us, all of us, being a testimony to God's grace, peace, joy, and power.
感谢主。让我们的教会，这以马内利教会，是一个名副其实有神同在的教会。
And we thank you, we thank the Lord for making our church Emmanuel, our Emmanuel Church, a church that truly has God's presence.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们继续来建立这个教会，让它更茁壮大的时候。要记得，我们不是一个活动中心，也不是一个基督徒在一起的一个大的一个 club， 我们是一个属灵的家。
And remember, when we continue to build this church and to grow it, we do not want to build an activity center, and we do not want to build a club. We want to build a spiritual home.
是一个以基督为元首，主爱满意，胜过文化与态度。代沟挑战的属灵之家
，a spiritual home with Christ as head of the house, overflowing with God's love and overcoming cultural and generational challenges，
是一个要活出以马内利有神同在的生命来彰显神
，where we can live out the life of Emmanuel, where we can reveal God's grace and glory。
愿我们都照着教会的意向。在圣灵的带领与帮助下，建立一个基督为中心的教会，来彰显基督的恩典与荣耀。
Let's build a Christ-centered church according to the vision of the church, under the guidance and help of the Holy Spirit, so that we can demonstrate the grace and glory of Christ.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父上帝。我们感谢你赐下耶稣基督做我们的教会的元首，求你帮助我们单单的仰望主耶稣，让他在凡事上居首位。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving Jesus Christ as the head of our church. Please help us to look to Lord Jesus alone and let Him be the first in everything.
主啊，教导我们彼此相爱，胜过文化的隔阂与世代的差异。在你的爱中连结合一。
And Lord, teach us to love one another, overcome cultural barriers and generational differences, and unite in love.
求你赐下门徒的心智，使我们不只是聚会，更是要走出去，去使万民做你的门徒。
And also, please give us the heart of a disciple, so that not only that we gather together among ourselves, but also that we can go out, make disciples of all nations.
主啊，愿你的荣美在我们中间彰显，愿你的同在成为我们的能力、平安与喜乐。
Lord, may your glory be revealed among us, and may your presence be our strength, peace, and joy.
愿我们在神的爱与大能中建立一个基督为中心、彰显神恩典与荣耀的属灵之家。
And may we build a church with Christ as the center to reveal God's grace and glory.In God's love and power.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 我们一起来唱这首赞歌。The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Thank you.